Afternoon, folks. Just a quick update. There's not a huge amount to report, really. just sort of let you know that Kate's doing all right. She's happily eating her antibiotics after her food, which is good. She kind of looks for them now. She knows what I'm going to get, and she's there waiting. It's quite funny. But they obviously taste quite nice, so she's more than happy to crunch those up. And she's a lot brighter today. She actually bought me a tennis ball earlier and wanted to play, and then she bought me a ragga and wanted a game of tug with that. She didn't play for loads of time, but it's more than she's done for a couple of days, so I think, bless her, she must have been feeling pretty off. It must have been really quite uncomfortable, bless her. So she's getting there, I think. She doesn't seem to be twisting around and looking at her bottom as much as she was. So fingers crossed she's on the mend, I think. So we'll wait and see what the vet says on Tuesday. In other news... Pardon, Banjo? In other news, I've been up in the bird room, as I call it now, today, cleaning all my birdies. That was a bit of a mammoth task. It's not usually such a mammoth task. I mean, there are quite a few cages, but it was more mammoth because I actually today did a thorough clean, which when I say that, I mean I took the cages apart and I disinfected them. I bought some disinfectant from a company that I use a lot, and anyone who keeps birds, it's a really, really good site. If you don't know about it, I highly recommend it. It's called Jungle Gold. That's all one word. It's all the W's, junglegold.com. Excuse me, I'm drinking coffee. Bear with me. I wanted a sip of that before it went cold. And I've used this website on and off for years. And I really like it because, A, they sell all sorts of stuff. All they do is bird stuff. It's all birds. They don't sell any other pet supplies. So anything you want, you can pretty much get it. They don't sell cages. That's about the only thing they don't sell, is cages. But they sell everything from seed, and you can get seed mixes like budgie mixes, parrot mixes, cockatiel mixes, finch mixes. You can even get those pigeon mixes. They do straight seeds as well, like sunflower seeds, millet seeds, canary seeds. You know, you name it, they do it. Nuts, dried fruit, dried veg. I actually bought some dried parsnip flakes this time, which the birds seem to really like. They do things like feeders and drinkers and disinfectant, which is what I was going to come on to. I bought some disinfectant from them. And, of course, all the disinfectant is pet safe. And it smells of fresh mint. And it's really lovely. So I took the cages apart today and disinfected them all and put them all back together. So it took me a while, but it's well worth doing now and again. So that's what I was doing this afternoon. But yeah, going back to Jungle Gold, it's a really good site if you're a bird keeper. It doesn't matter whether you've got one bird or 20. You know, you can buy food by the kilo. They do it in 1 kilo, 5 kilos or 20 kilos seems to be the quantities. I bought some budgie seed today, or yesterday it came, and I paid £1.50 a kilo, so that gives you some idea of the prices. It was budgie quality, that one was called. But it's a very accessible website as well. It's not cluttered. There's not too many graphics on it. You know, it reads you exactly what the links are. You can go into the links and it reads you exactly what the products are. Obviously there are pictures, but it's just all been labelled and laid out really well. So that all came yesterday. So today, like I say, was a mammoth cleanup. I bought a big bag of cuttlefish and a big bag of millet and a big bag of egg food and all this disinfectant. So that was this afternoon's job. That's all now been done. And now I'm just chilling out with a well-deserved cup of coffee. Yes, Banjo. And that, right on cue, that was Banjo's cup noise. Yeah. What have I got, Banjo? Cup of coffee. Charlie's doing really well. He came out yesterday. I decided to try letting him out. So he came out and he sat on top of his cage. And he just wandered around his cage and he was chatting away to me. And now and again he'd come down because I was sat by him. And he'd come down and he'd sort of nibble my hair with his beak and touch my ear with his beak. Not biting, just very, very gently. And then I stood up to just say hello to him. And I put my hand on top of the cage and he came across the top of the cage, nibbled my finger, again very gently. And then I felt this feathery head being nudged under my hand. And he wanted me to scratch his head. And it was nice because he did it, it was on his terms. He initiated it. So I was stood there for ages scratching his head. And then he decided to take himself in and have some food. So bless him, he seems, for some reason, he's decided he loves me. With Chris, he doesn't hate Chris, but he backs off. So he's definitely a woman's bird. He calls me Joy Joy, which apparently was his old owner's name. Because the people that bought him the other night said he'll still say his old owner's name. And she said, apparently if he loves you, he'll call you Joy Joy. And they were told that, I think when they bought him, they were told that if he loves you, he will shout mum if you leave the room. I don't think he did it with her, but he's doing it with me. If I leave the room, he gets, mum, mum. And it's like, oh dear. He doesn't do it. He doesn't keep doing it. He just does it a few times. Oh, all the clocks are going to strike four now. But as long as I sort of shout back to him, it's all right, I'm only in the kitchen, or, you know, don't worry, it won't be a minute. He's happy with that. He just needs to be able to hear me, I think. Bless him. But he's settling in really well. I've had a couple of comments about him. A couple of people saying, do you think there's a possibility that these people might not come back? And my honest answer to that is yes. I do think they might not come back. I don't know why. There was something very, very strange about them. I told my mum yesterday and even she was like, oh, God. And she said, "What, you know, would it worry you if they didn't come back?" And I said, no, not really. You know, if they do come back, then fair enough. That's fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. So I'm going to do a little bit of investigating and I'm going to see if anyone lately has advertised a blue-fronted Amazon in this area. And just see if I can match up anything. See if I can find anything that makes sense. Because it's just a bit odd. Anyway, I think I've gone on for long enough. So that was just my update. Not a very exciting one, but it's my update anyway. And the weather is absolute crap. So there we go. I will speak to you all later.